On today's Technobabble, quick tips for taping down cables.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your question, so please, by all means, do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's okay. Just hit me up on my email address, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. That's a cool way to do it as well. So, I've been doing some freelance work recently with a local AV firm, and helps pay the bills because, believe it or not, these podcasts and shows and YouTube, making a little something, but not as much as I need, and I don't need a lot. So I've got to do something to pay the bills. So as I'm doing that, I just thought that I'd revisit some lessons that I've learned from taping down cables. Now, this is especially prescient to me because today I was at one of these hotels and I saw this. This is a photo that I took of a cable tape job. Now, I don't think that the AV guy that I was filling in for did that. I think that someone else thought that they'd help out, so they kind of grabbed a roll of duct tape and just went about taping down some cables. So that's the first tip that I'd want to give you is, in general, you want to tape in 90-degree lines whenever possible. A straight line, and then if you have to make a turn, you make it 90 degrees. You don't want to make like a 45-degree or anything like that if you can at all avoid it. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is the tape that you use itself. Now, if you're doing a really temporary job, and by that I mean, you know, just a few hours, maybe you can get away with duct tape. This is silver duct tape, but they make it in so many colors. Maybe you actually want to use something that matches the carpet at your church or whatever, but duct tape is not the best tape to use. Now, you might be tempted to use something like this. This is blue painter's tape. It isn't as strong as duct tape, so you won't have as much issue with residue or anything like that, but it isn't very strong, so it's very likely that someone will kick that right up. It's basically, it's the same strength as masking tape, so I'd advise against using that. There is special tape that has adhesive on each side and an unadhesived strip down the middle. Haven't actually used that myself, but I just wanted to mention that because sometimes for, say, an install that's going to be a pretty long-term one, maybe that's going to be something that you might want to consider because that'll keep your cables from getting gummy because there's no adhesive on the cables. But what I typically use is what I'm holding in my hand, which is gaff tape. Now, I joke every time I use gaff tape that someday someone is going to figure out a way to market this to regular people, and that person is going to be a millionaire, because gaff tape is the bomb. Gaff tape is, I just love gaff tape. It's got all the positives of duct tape without the negatives associated with it. So it sticks well enough, but not too well. So it will hold your cable down, but it won't, like, adhere to things permanently, generally speaking. Also, it rips very easily, just like duct tape, so it's better than packing tape in that way. But if you're watching the video, you'll see that it's, if you compare the shiny factor of the duct tape with the more matte look of gaff tape, it's definitely a positive that it's good to have tape that is more matte. It doesn't draw attention to it with its shininess. So that's another advantage to using gaff tape. So using the right tape is another great example. I wanted to talk about removing the duct tape or the gaff tape, whatever you're using, because a lot of people get this wrong. And if you get this wrong, here's what you get. You see this? This is where the tape is wrapped around itself around the cable. That makes it very difficult to get off. And we'll talk about how to go about getting it off here in just a second. But that is a result of pulling up the tape and the cable at the same time. That's a big no-no. You don't want to do that, because when you do that, it's likely to wrap around itself. So the better solution is to take the tape up and then remove the cable. How do you do that? Well, since I've been doing this since 2000 professionally, and before that some in volunteer capacities, I've learned a little trick, and that is I reach down and I grab the edge of the tape and I put my foot right behind where I'm grabbing and I lift the tape while holding the cable down with my foot. And then I just continue to walk along the cable, holding it down. I don't have to, you know, walk it like crazy, but just holding down the cable with my foot while lifting the tape and then balling the tape up as I go. Not trying to reuse it, because really, that's just not going to work. But just balling it up to throw it away. That's the best way to do this. So that would be what I would recommend. Now, if someone pulls up your tape and cable and it wraps around, here's the procedure that I would use. First, anywhere that it's not wrapped around, just rip that off, pull it off, you're fine. But if you do have a problem, what you're going to want to do is take a knife or a pair of scissors and trim the folded over edge as close to the cable as you can. So ideally, it will look like the tape is wrapped completely around the cable, but there's no excess. When you do that, you'll have a very small amount that is touching, the two edges of the tape are touching, and then you can grab the end and pull it from the opposite side, and then it should be fairly easy to take off. What you don't want to do is you don't want to yank and pull, because before long, if you're not careful, you'll end up with the tape being inside out and kind of bunched up, and it just makes it harder. So follow that little tip and rip off the excess and then pull off the tape. And that's a better way to do it. Now, if you have cables that have had duct tape or even gaff tape on them for a long time, you might need to get rid of the gooey residue that you find there. Here is a product that I recommend to do that. It's called Goo Gone. G-O-O-G-O-N-E. Goo Gone. Use Goo Gone. It has a citrusy smell. It's not great for your skin, so you don't use it a lot. It's actually better not to have to need it, but I always keep a bottle of Goo Gone around when I'm doing this kind of thing, because sometimes when you're dealing with cables, you'll run across a piece of tape that's been there who knows how long. I mean, God does, but pretty much no person does. So I always want to leave the cables in at least as good condition as I find them. And if there's some tape, I want to remove the tape and apply a little Goo Gone to make them better than they were when I found them. I hope that helps you. And I hope that the next time you've got to tape down some cables, you'll keep these lessons in mind. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter, where I've got more tips and tricks for you, and Just for signing up, I'll give you a free church tech gift. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, and you can pick up both of those things there. Also, while you're at my site at trinitydigitalmedia.com, leave a comment below the video. That's a great way to do it. Even if you just want to say, hey, great job, or there's something you need to improve, or hey, can I give you a tip I've learned? Any of those things are great too. And head over to the store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. That is the place where I've assembled a bunch of resources that I can help help you with. And basically, I wrote or produced the videos or created the audio with you in mind, because you're a church tech person. Maybe you don't know everything that you'd like to know. Okay, that's probably all of us. Maybe you just want to figure out tips to speed up what you do so you can spend more time in ministry or more time with your family. Maybe you just want to get better at what you're doing because you know that it matters. Doesn't matter the reason, I have something there for you, and there's new stuff being added all the time, so check back often. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.